If Only by Neil Griffiths, illustrated by Judith Blake. One afternoon in early summer, a tiny black caterpillar crept from beneath a leaf and felt the warmth of the sun brush against its back. It crawled towards a flower bed, bursting with early summer flowers. A tall red poppy had caught its eye. There, dozing in the middle, lay a plump, white-tailed bumblebee. The caterpillar looked at its velvety coat of black and yellow and sighed. If only I had such a lovely stripy coat. The bumblebee heard and grinned. The caterpillar was then dazzled by sunlight that had caught the wings of a dragonfly hovering above a purple water iris. If only I had such shiny wings, it sighed. The dragonfly peered below and chuckled. Suddenly, a meadow grasshopper leapt from behind a lupin flower and burst into song. The caterpillar listened to the grasshopper's music making. If only I could sing such a beautiful song, it sighed. The grasshopper stopped singing and laughed. Thinking the grasshopper was making fun of it, the caterpillar climbed to the top of a tall sunflower to hide. Higher and higher it climbed until it reached the large flower head. It was not alone. A two-spot ladybird had flown in search of juicy green aphids. If only I had such a polished red and black wing case, it whispered. The ladybird stared at the caterpillar and giggled. The caterpillar began to feel a little dizzy, and so it took a shortcut to the garden below, along a thin thread attached to a flower pot. Nearing the end of its descent, the caterpillar suddenly froze at the sight of a garden spider busily finishing a new web. If only I could weave such a fine web, it sighed. The spider paused in its work and smiled. In need of a rest, the caterpillar decided to sleep inside a flower pot. Feeling a little cold, it grew a new, tougher outer skin to keep warm. There it slept for 16 days. The caterpillar woke from its sleep, feeling very squashed in its new skin. It began to stretch and push, and after several hours fell to the ground with a bump. It crawled from the flower pot and let the sun warm its crumpled body. In the flower bed beyond, tiny pairs of eyes were watching and waiting. One by one, each of the mini-beasts came out of hiding. The bee buzzed, the dragonfly danced, and the grasshopper hopped. The ladybird fluttered, and the spider spun, as they looked on in admiration. What are you looking at? Asked the butterfly. You, they replied together. Me? Asked the butterfly. Yes, you, they replied. Why would anyone want to look at me? Sighed the butterfly sadly. Because you are a beautiful butterfly, they all cried. A butterfly, but... The butterfly took a closer look at itself and could hardly believe its eyes. It had turned into the most beautiful peacock butterfly. You knew, didn't you? Said the butterfly excitedly. Yes, we knew, replied the garden creatures. If only I had known too, sighed the butterfly.